Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 318, and following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 318. In me, salvation's means and end are one. In me, God's Holy Son, are reconciled all parts of heaven's plan to save the world. What could conflict when all the parts have but one purpose and one aim? How could there be a single part that stands alone, or one of more or less importance than the rest? I am the means by which God's Son is saved, because salvation's purpose is to find the sinlessness that God has placed in me. I was created as the thing I seek. I am the goal the world is searching for. I am God's Son, His one eternal love. I am salvation's means and end as well. My Father, let me today take the role you offer me in your request, that I accept atonement for myself. For thus does what is thereby reconciled in me become as surely reconciled to you. Amen. In me, salvation's means and end are one. The lesson says, I was created as the thing I seek. I was at an Indian wedding celebration, and a young Indian lady was painting my hands with henna. And we were talking about India. And I mentioned there were some ashrams in southern India near a mountain that is said to be a place where God resides. And she told me that her family believes that God resides in each and everything, that there isn't any place more sacred than the next. There is no need to travel to find God's presence. This is what this lesson is saying. This connection to spirit is in me now. I don't need anything to find it. I am what I seek. Over the weekend, I was listening to people speak of their passion. Many different forms these passions take. And these passions are in us. We don't have them. We don't need to seek for them. These passions inside us lead us to see them in form. The one passionate for scuba diving goes out and scuba dives. The one passionate for Ethiopia travels to see Ethiopia. The one passionate about their grandson spends time with the grandson. The one passionate for their work spends time doing their work. The one passionate for Judaism converts to Judaism. The passion for something is in us. and moves the passion to manifest. We may say, but I don't have a passion. What is your passion? What is manifesting in your dream? Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, let me today take ownership of the knowledge that I am connected to Spirit, that I am the love that I seek. Let me manifest in my life only the love and joy that you would have me feel, that I would have me feel. Help me to open my mind and my heart to the truth and accept that I am innocent and the dreamer of the dream. Grow the passion inside me to want only the dream of love, the dream of oneness, to recognize and accept the truth of who I am. Creation's Son, in which you are well pleased. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we sit with a quiet mind, using a few deep breaths to settle down. We ask Spirit to show us our true passion. We sit quietly, being only the quietness. If the mind should wander, simply remember, for the next few minutes, you have nowhere to go, nothing to do, and nothing to fix. Allowing the mind to quiet down for now, while we sit without distraction with our true nature. Thank you for joining with me. With an open heart and an open mind, exploring the truth of who we are. Namaste.